let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Beyond Barriers by Ann Davey Cummins is the inspirational account of the life of her husband Dave and all the wonderful times they shared together. The book tells the story of how David Davey's life changed when he was stricken with polio in 1948. Goes into the thoughts of a 12-year-old as he lay in an iron lung recovering. You read how he recognized that God gave him a purpose, how he spent the rest of his life fulfilling it. Witness Dave's Christian leadership skills. The book exposes difficult times that Dave and others experienced by everyday barriers and how Dave volunteered to make a difference, taking out those barriers with a sense of humor. Anne received the first copyright in 1994 for her Christian drama, Witness of the Innkeeper. Now, she's performed this 42-minute drama over 200 times in many countries, states, board ships, and at churches, schools, and nursing homes. Being in God's will for her life has always been her greatest desire. Traveling and photography with family and friends to 49 states, cruises and flights to more than 50 countries and islands have provided fond memories. Ann Davey Cummins, author of Beyond Barriers, second edition, the touching and motivational true story of a man who refused to concede to obstacles in life, is our guest on This Week in America. And welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
I'm just so fascinated with Dave and what he was able to do in his life, and I touched on it very briefly. Give us a little bit of backstory on Dave, what he went through and what all he achieved, because his legacy is making life better for other people.
Well, he was a rambunctious young man who was just a normal little kid. And when he was 12, he woke up and he couldn't get out of he felt that lad on his face, and they realized he had polio. So the book begins with him in an iron lung, lying in the hospital, not knowing if he was going to live or die. And then we see him going to Wayne State University, where he was roomed with another person who had polio. And the two of them decided that people that could not walk, that were in a wheelchair, needed to have some things changed around the United States. And so they said, let's, between the two of us, we think that we can make a big change. So they decided which ones were going to do what. And Dave said, okay, I'll take the rehabilitation. I'll take changing the lives, teaching the people how to do other things. And Dick Wooten, his roommate, said, well, I will talk to companies that make cars and trucks and all that, and I will make it talk to them about making things wheelchair accessible. And it sounded like a dream to them, but it did wound up, and Dick did have started a huge business. And that was how they got started as far as feeling like they were at the base. After that, they both worked for Goodwill Industries in Detroit, Michigan, and they worked in different areas, and Dave was hired actually for the to develop the stores. He did a terrible job. They fired him, but by that time, Goodwill Industries of America had hired him. He had gone through the program to become an executive director, and they saw what a great potential he had. They sent him to Ohio to start a little, actually it was just going to be a little part of a larger Goodwill there, but he did such a good job, got so many businesses that they developed that into their own Goodwill, and today they're an independent Goodwill.
It's such an amazing story, and I love these two young guys, and they're going to conquer the world, and literally they did. I mean, it's amazing their dreams, and they were able to see so many of these dreams fulfilled. The book is Beyond Barriers, second edition by Ann Davey Cummins. You'll find the book at the usual places. I'll send you to readersmagnet.com in their book section. When did you get the idea to write the book about Dave and all of his achievements?
Well, he started receiving more and more. He was on many, many, many committees. I expect that he was probably a part of the board of directors of maybe 20, 25 places.
Wow.
And then he went on to get one award after another. And when he was done when he had retired from Goodwill, he said, you know, I just can't believe all that's happened. And so I said, you know, I've been writing this out because when he was still working for them. He received this thing in the mail, a notice, and I saw him throw it in the wastebasket. I said, "What is that all about?" And he said, "Oh, it's called a Distinguished Career Award. They're going to start that, Goodwill International." And so I pulled it out of the wastebasket and I filled it in, and I told all the different things that Dave had done and the committees that he had served with Bob Dole, and Senator Dole. He had been on the National Barrier Free Architectural and Transportation Board. And with that, they talked about the Americans with Disability Act. Well, when Bob Dole was working on that, Dave was the liaison for all the Goodwills in America, as well as many of the rehab facilities in Michigan. And he had done that. He had received so many awards. And when he was running for, I submitted that, I did not tell Dave because he was so humble. He kept saying, "Nobody could, you know, there's no way that I would ever receive any award like that." And he named three people that would be eligible for it. He was shocked when they started saying different things, that he knew he was the only person who had ever twice been the chairman of the Conference of Execs, and he was the only one that had served on the board of directors for the Commission on Accreditation of Rehabilitation Facilities. So he knew, and he could not understand how in the world he had been nominated, and then I whispered and said, "Well, I actually sent it in." So he was really surprised, but when he gave his acceptance speech, he thanked everybody there. He said, "Every one of us, because we talk to each other and because we share," he said, "this belongs to all of you." But he said, "I appreciate all the staff, all the board." He said, "I praise God that he gave us the ability to do all of these." And he said, "But every one of you deserves this." Well, he went on. He was always enthusiastic. He was always building people up. That was the wonderful thing about him. He just saw the good in people, and he saw the good that could be in people that they didn't even know they had, and he saw their ability. So he started a program, actually. He was on a committee for the schools, and they were trying to decide who would be able to be helped, children that were didn't want to be in school, but their families insisted, and the law said we had to take care of them. So Dave was sat there at that committee, and he could see that nobody was really interested in them. They were interested in helping the teachers be able to teach these children. And then Dave told them, he said, "Hey, if Goodwill could have 14 of these kids," he said, "we'd have at least 8 success." Well, nobody believed it. They said, "If you even had 2 people that stayed in the program, well, you know, you'd be a success." Well, that program turned out to be a wonderful, wonderful program. I think it may still be going on there. I'm not sure. But one of the stories in there tells about a young man that I personally took an interest in because he kept kicking my desk. He ruined my desk when he was doing some of the work that he was scheduled to do. And when we saw him years later, he told his wife, "Remember those 2 people that I told you changed my life?" And she said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, these are the 2 people." He said, "It was a Goodwill program that changed my life." And so he explained everything that had happened. But that was just, we'd walk into the grocery store when Dave was alive. I'd walk in and push him, I should say. And people would come up and give him a hug and say, "You know, you just don't know what you've done." And they would tell their success story after they left Goodwill. And Dave said, "That's what makes my heart feel good, knowing that people out there are successful."
Yes.
And we'd see people in wheelchairs that would say, if it hadn't been for Goodwill, if it hadn't been for you, Dave, I would have given up.
So many great achievements in Dave's life, and I love as I'm reading this, so many people will join boards and organizations to pad their resume. He actually joined because he thought he could contribute, and he did contribute. The story is Beyond Barriers, second edition by Ann Davey Koumans. That's Koomans. You'll find the book at readersmagnet.com in their book section. You'll find it wherever books are sold, the second edition. As you're telling the story, you really were involved. Talk about your involvement in the story, because you're there along the way for this mission.
I was actually it was like Dave called it in the book a god. It was a godsend. It was a god thing because when I had no intention of going to work at Goodwill, I had a job at the church. I was satisfied. I didn't really want a full time job, and I got a telephone call stating that my resume had shown up on this woman's desk. Of course, it never did because I never sent a resume out. But anyway, I did agree to go out there. And when I met Dave and he told me about the program that they were going to do, it was just, I thought, oh, man, I really would be excited in doing this. Well, the same day, I had another opportunity for another company here in town making almost four times as much money. And so it was a big thing. That night, I really prayed about it, and I felt that God said, you know, Dave, he needs help. He needs a partner in helping and do this because he knew that it took legislation. He knew that he had to get out of the building before he could do anything. And so I wound up writing a lot of the different things for the company so that we could be approved by the Commission on Accreditation of Rehabilitation Facilities. That's how the first things that I did. And then we wound up going to many, many of the different meetings for Goodwill. Dave got on, so many boards, and so, many times they would not barrier-free the area, so I went to them. But I also did things that were helped him with being on television and radio and all that. Did a lot of things with the board of directors. The book also contains, I don't know if you enjoyed any of them, but it contains a lot of the funny stories about trips that we took.
Oh, yes, and you have to read those.
We made reservations at a barrier-free hotel and how we had to make that room, you know, barrier-free.
They're great stories that Ann shares in the book, Beyond Barrier, second edition. And when you think about it, what he was able to accomplish, it's one thing to have the ideas. You're talking about legislation. As you talk about handicap accessibility, it's not just saying, yes, that's something we need to do. There's a whole process a very involved process in getting that done that Dave, with your assistance, was able to do. As you were writing the book, was there anything that he contributed to the book?
He did. He wrote several of the chapters in there. He wrote one of the chapters about Susan, his daughter, Susan. He wrote, one chapter, which last year when I went down to the American Association of School Librarians, one of the young men there was talking to me, and he came up and he said, you know, after you talked yesterday, he said, I bought that book online. And he said, I read that, and he said, when I go back, I'm going to talk to the man who teaches sex education because I'm going to have them use Dave's chapter on Yes, Men in Wheelchairs Have Sex. I'm going to have them use that as part of their sex education for 1 6-week period. So he wrote all of that, and he wrote other the things about the children, the things about when we got married, how he felt, how he felt complete when we were married. And he wrote about his concern. You can just hear him when I read that, the different things that he wrote. He actually wrote about 1,000 pages that I still have on the computer that I may be sometime writing another book and pulling some of the chapters out of that.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Well, yeah, finish that thought. Then we'll talk about what you've got coming up, because so many great motivational stories, like the young man who picks up a chapter and takes it back to school, and it's like, here, use this.
Yes, and I've had just not long ago, I had a personal experience 3 weeks ago. I told this about to a woman, and she was very discouraged. And I told her about it. She had told me she wasn't going to continue her program that she was in. And then I saw her last week, and she came up and she said, "Ann Davy Krumans." And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I read the book." And she said, "That's why I'm here. I finished the program because," she said, "I read that book and it just motivated me." And she said, "I've read it now twice." And I thought, oh, praise the Lord that he is still helping people. Even though he has been gone, you know, so many years, he is still helping people. His wisdom, his wonderful sense of humor, his real concern for people, and his real enthusiastic push, you know, you can do it, you can do it. Impossible wasn't even in his vocabulary.
Well, it's something obviously that lives in you in carrying out this mission and telling the story. And by telling the story, you are touching so many people. The story is told in Ann's wonderful book, Beyond Barriers, second edition, Ann Davy Cummins. You'll find it at readersmagnet.com. You'll find it at the usual places. Time is going by so quickly in the program. What would you say inspired you the most about Dave? And inspired is past tense. Inspires you even more because obviously you're living what you shared with Dave in your life right now.
It was his concern for people. It was also his faith. He loved the Lord, and everyone who knew him knew. I mean, they learned about Jesus Christ. If they didn't know about Jesus Christ before they met him, they learned it. And I think the fact that his concern was not getting more people in the program, but it was like helping everybody that we could help. He even was able to get people from other countries, even came over here to see the program that we did and why it was a success. And if anybody reads the book, they will read several of the letters of endorsement when he was inducted into the Goodwill Hall of Fame. That was several years after he died. My granddaughter and I were down in Louisiana, and he was, at that time, he was inducted into the Goodwill Hall of Fame. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I learned from those letters. I think we received probably 30 letters of endorsement for him to go to be inducted into the Goodwill Hall of Fame, and it was wonderful to hear other Goodwill executives from all over the United States that told how he had helped them in their lives, and I thought, that is so wonderful. And he was, it's hard to say one thing, Vic, because
yes,
he was the greatest husband, he was the greatest father.
I should have.
And all my neighbors said he was, about, you know, the greatest neighbor, you know, so.
I'm sure at whatever he did, he would list in the greatest of category, and it was unfair to ask singular, plural would be more like it in everything that's that Dave did in his life to touch so many people, and you were there right with him and assisting all along the way. The book Beyond Barriers, second edition by Ann Davy Cummins. There's humor in the book as well. It's a delightful book. Started to ask you before about, are there other books that you're working on? Any other family members you're looking into in writing about as well?
Well, right now I have a young girl from church is critiquing it for me, but I'm going to have a couple of books about two young girls. It's fiction and mysteries, and it's going to be called The Barn That Crowed, and it's going to be, I'm not sure. When I started with this, it seemed like the Lord told me 9 books, but right now I only have 2 books, but those hopefully will be out before Christmas. They may not be.
Oh, fantastic.
But I'm hoping that they will be, and then I have a really great novel, and I think that that probably, hopefully will be out next year. And I will be putting that on my website so that people will know what's coming on, or the different like Facebook. I think that they'll probably be putting it on Facebook too. But
okay,
we have that right now. That is one of the areas that people can look at. They'll be able to see the different things, and they'll be able to hear this interview, because we'll be putting that on there too.
That is fantastic. Now, you've got this website up now?
It should be. I believe it is. That's what they're telling me from readers. I know it is, or I wouldn't have been able to have been checking it. So, yes, it is. And I be honest, I don't have the, isn't that awful? I don't have the.
Well, you can Google that and find. Yeah, find the website,
yes,
and I'll do that as well, and we'll post that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Ann Davy Cummins, Ann is A-N-N-E, Davy Cummins, K-O-O-M-A-S, so you'll get all that information there. And you'll go to readersmagnet.com and find it as well. A minute or so left in the program. We've talked about Reader's Magnet, the publisher, getting the word out with the second edition of Beyond Barriers. What's the experience been like working with them in taking your message, in taking Dave's message, and getting out publicly and exposed to so many people in a life-changing way?
It's been great. We have a couple of different people that work with me. I just email them, I need help, and they call me and we talk about it. They've been really cooperative. They've gone way, way out of their way to do everything that they can to make the book a success. They're enthusiastic people. If somebody wants to have a book done, I know they would appreciate, working with them. I guess I can't say enough about them because they have such knowledge, they have such talent, and they're so willing to put themselves out. They have been so cooperative. I just can't say enough good about them.
Well, it's interesting because doing the creative part is one thing, but then there's the business side of it in being able to get the book published and out there and getting it read. And that's where Reader's Magnet enters the picture. Their website is readersmagnet.com. You'll find Anne's book there and information on her. And you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link up directly to readersmagnet.com, and we'll have information on Anne's website there as well. Her book is Beyond Barriers, second edition. So well done. Glad to hear that you have other books that you're working on, and hopefully we'll stay in touch and be able to talk about those as well. What a remarkable life that Dave led, that you led with him, and congratulations on the success of sharing that message and continuing his job continues today, doesn't it, of encouraging and motivating other people.
It does, and I think that people, if they read the book, they're going to enjoy it. I believe that they will. I have so far never talked to anybody who didn't get the book that hasn't come, called me and said, "Wow, I'm so glad you had that published."
Well, the book is 5-star all the way. It's got humor. It's got inspiration. The book will make you feel good as you're reading it. The book is Beyond Barriers, second edition by Anne Davey Koomans. All of the information at our website. And thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. You have a great day.
You as well. Looking forward to following up with Anne on her new books. This one, Beyond Barriers, second edition. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.